just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear?
Another edition of the Flipside coming your way for this Tuesday, April the 3rd. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. And hopefully try and explain what happened today. Well, the much anticipated FOMC minutes came out today. And the market reacted accordingly. It was an amazing thing to watch. And we can now report that within an hour of release of the minutes, the usual suspects dumped 637.5 million ounces of paper silver. And to put that into proper context, that is nearly 80% of the entire annual world silver mining supply. Yes, all that was dumped in an hour. And all they could depress the price of silver was by a measly 41 cents. We'll be back.
My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I use these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants. And moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. Any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be.
Welcome back to the Flip Sides. When the dust settled after the announcement this morning, gold closed down $30 at $16.46. Silver, as mentioned, or 41 cents at $32.57. Well, with the sell-off in assets, oil also ended lower by $1.22, but don't expect any relief at the pump anytime soon. Oil closing at $104.01. Dow and the NASDAQ were sulking. Dow closed down ostensibly half a point at 13,199. I'm not sure who was more disappointed with the Fed statement, but I think the folks at CNBC that were hyping the theory of more free money this morning were severely disappointed. Peter Schiff was the first to respond to the announcement this morning. And this is what he had to say about the Fed's decision, as spelled out in its minutes. It says, people that are assuming that quantitative easing is off the table based on these minutes are just dead wrong. I don't see why gold would be getting crushed based on these minutes. I looked at the minutes, and yes, the Fed didn't come right out and say QE3 is coming. They're not going to do that. They are never going to do that. They know that that complicates what they are trying to do. The Fed is trying to stimulate the economy with inflation without letting people know there is inflation. It would complicate this charade if they were to telegraph their intentions, because that would make prices rise even faster. So they don't want to come out and say it, but they leave the door wide open. They basically said that if the economy needs further stimulus, then they'll do it. But said we don't think it needs it right now. However, if things deteriorate in the future, they also indicated they are ready to print more money. The fact of the matter is, if they don't do quantitative easing, then interest rates will rise significantly in the long run, and that will increase mortgage rates, which in turn will crush the housing market and send the economy back into recession. So the Fed is going to have to come back in by its own promise, and it's going to come in and do more quantitative easing. It's just a matter of time. What we're dealing with right now is a phony recovery that the Fed has engineered with cheap money, but it cannot survive without continuous doses of cheap money. If the Fed denies the economy quantitative easing 3, it's going to roll over and die. Then it's going to have to resurrect it with more quantitative easing. You can't look at the minutes and say there's no more cheap money, sell gold. There's going to be a lot more cheap money, and so you should be buying gold. Ultimately, we are going to see a big drop in the dollar and a big rise in gold price. He concluded these observations by saying, somebody is going to have to buy all those bonds, and if the Fed is not going to do it, who will? Right now, the Fed is doing quantitative easing. Whether they want to officially call it quantitative easing, they are doing it. They are doing Operation Twist and buying government bonds. The Fed has to buy government bonds to keep interest rates from skyrocketing. And as they stop, rates are going to go up, and it will choke off any of the illusionary recovery. So if you take the Fed at its word, we are looking at a bigger disaster than Europe. I think there's going to be more suffering. And if you think that the riots are bad in Greece and Spain, wait until you see what riots are going to be like here. And I can only add to Peter Schiff's comments about riots. Think about this. We saw riots last night in Kentucky after a basketball game. Think about what riots will look like when it's not connected with a sporting event, but connected to an economic event. You can take that riot last night in Kentucky and multiply it tenfold. Because the facts are the facts. The U.S.'s debt situation is far worse than Greece or Spain combined. Greece's and Spain's problem is their debt exceeds their GDP. Unemployment rates amongst the youth in Spain is hovering around 50%. And if you see no signs of economic growth, it's impossible to even start talking about reducing the debt. And this is why, if you thought today was kind of crazy, wait till Thursday. Oh, pray tell, what happens on Thursday, Robbie? Well, because Friday is a, well, Friday is Good Friday, and all the markets will be closed in observance of Good Friday, means that we will get the jobs report figure on Thursday. And although a lot of folks try to gauge what the government's jobs figures are based on what the ADP report, which comes out tomorrow, says, which always makes me chuckle because the ADP report, as long as we've been reporting on it, has never been a good indicator of what the jobs figure is when the government reports it. Which is kind of amazing because the market, irrespective of the fact that they know it's a bogus number, the market always reacts to the ADP report. Now, John brought up a very good point, and I'll try and explain it as best as I can. During the National Intel report, that gold and silver sales at Republic Trading Group have been abysmal of late, and they have. And there's reason for that, and we'll try and explore it when we return.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Tuesday. I guess in large part the reason for a slowdown in sales of gold and silver at Republic Trading Group has in large part to do with people's attitude towards gold. And with all the doom and gloom letter writers out there talking big numbers for where gold should be and where silver should be, and the fact that it hasn't got there yet, could be somewhat discouraging, if you will, to the people making regular purchases of gold and silver. It's not that these commentators are wrong in their assumptions about the financial condition in the U.S. and Europe and around the world. It's just that these things do not happen as people and anticipate things to happen. And then you got to look at the slew of negative press that is put out about gold. I mean, I was quite amazed by seeing how much coverage Warren Buffett got, not only in the mainstream print media, but obviously by the folks at the financial channels, when he recently came out and scorned gold. I mean, he said as much in his annual letter to Berkshire Hathaway shareholders, saying he doesn't like gold, referring to gold as an asset that is forever unproductive. But investors buy gold because they hope it will produce something. They buy gold because they know that no one can produce it. Therefore, the more that folks distrust their national currency, the more they put their trust in the ultimate currency, which is gold. So I guess sales and gold and silver go up and down based on people's perceptions about faith in government, if nothing else, because let's deal with the facts. Gold prices have increased for 11 consecutive years, a time frame which coincidentally it has trounced the investment return of Berkshire Hathaway stock. You have to ask yourself why. Because we're in a new era of monetary destruction, and it's unfolding throughout the Western world. And that is something that people have a hard time grasping. I think there is a answer to this, and that was given by Rick Rule. And we'll have that when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical.
Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Travel all the way there, standing up on my own feet. I want to see the place where the clouds give way to sun.
Welcome back to the flip side, my friends. Sorry about that. We just had a short little interruptus there. As I often say, technology is a wonderful thing when it works, and sometimes it doesn't. Anyway, let's go to the phones, and John in Ontario. Hey, John.
Hello?
Yo, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, now I can.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. We had a small technical glitch there for a second.
Yeah, I can hardly hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine, brother.
Okay. Did you read Al Martin's article, Gold Conspiracy, Only Unwashed Bears Believe It?
Al Martin is a unique character, but I haven't read that one, but Al has been unfriendly to gold ever since about $1,000.
Yes, that's true.
You know, and here's a guy on this very show in, I've forgotten what year it was, but it was, if I'm using John's math, because he says RBN is going to celebrate its 8th birthday in a month from now. Mm-hmm. So it was 8 years ago when gold was trading at around about $480 to $500 an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
Al Martin came on my show and he said to me, Robbie, I can tell you one thing. You will never, ever be able to buy gold under $500 ever again.
Yeah, I remember that.
And he used to be a regular on the show, but
yeah, I used to
he kind of got all squirrely about gold after a while, and he was more interested in commodities per se than just gold. So it doesn't shock me or amaze me that he would say something like that.
He did at one time. I was reading one of his articles. He did say that gold was overvalued, and then it sprang up about 200, 300 bucks. And then he had to backtrack a bit and say that, yes, it is it is currency. It's the only currency. He does say it in his articles sometimes, but it is.
Yeah, he's very similar to Dennis Gartman, you know? Mm-hmm. You know Dennis Gartman?
I have heard of him. I think I've read a few of his stuff.
Yeah, he's a regular on CNBC. Whenever they want to trash gold, they bring on Dennis Gartman. And he spent the better part of the last 2 years trashing gold, but even he had to reluctantly come around to being a supporter of gold. But then he kept on saying, but I'm not buying gold in dollars, I'm buying gold in euros. So I don't know how that worked out for him.
Yeah, and I just have one more comment. I guess you were talking about gold and silver, not much trading, and I can tell you in here in Ontario that it's hard to get any type of silver. Nobody's selling it.
Well, you know, the thing that amazes me, John, is here in Baja, our cable television is via Canada.
Mm-hmm.
It's through Shaw Cable.
Okay.
And I'm actually quite amazed at how many ads I see from the Canadian Mint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, promoting, you know, the sale of gold and silver Canadian coins.
Yeah, well, those you can get because they sell at a premium. But to get like the junk stuff, it's just not available anymore. It's very hard to get right now.
No, I haven't heard that. I'm amazed at that.
Because I follow it, and there's you look on Kijiji the amount of silver for sale, and there's very, very little. If there is, it's usually they ask a premium, and there's really not much available. There used to be, you know, bunches of hundreds of face dollar value coins, but now you don't see that. It's like one or two coins here or there.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to look into that and dig a little deeper. Appreciate the call, John. Thanks, brother.
Okay, Robbie. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Don in Reno. Hey, Don.
Yeah, Robbie?
Yes, sir. How are you doing, my friend?
Yeah, pretty good. I'm reading an interesting book lately on the title of it is Debt, written by a PhD in anthropology and a minor in business administration. Unique combination. But he's gone back into history, determined that paper currency systems have always passed from perspective he uses. He talks about China. And China, back in the 1200s, walked away from a paper currency where the government tried to force the currency to continue. Well, the people went to being vagabonds and barter system and roving people who got into silver mining in the 1200s. And they wouldn't even put the silver that they got out of the ground in a commodity, but they left it in ingots and traded for quite some time. The government tried to back in to paper currency by attempting to outlaw silver mining.
Yeah,
but it didn't work. So finally, the government relented and started taking silver as a currency. And that's why the West, he virtually went to gold and silver mining, because the aristocracies of the West were buying spices and silks and all the fine things from China. It was also the reason why the Chinese were brought over to this country to mine, because they were already experts in mine and demolitions and things of that nature. Very interesting perspective on
Sure. Well, if you look at the history of the 49ers and the growth of the Asian community in the San Francisco area, it played a big part in Gold Rush discoveries.
Well, there was such a significant impact up in Oregon that the original Constitution in 1843, when Oregon was still a country, is they put a ban on allowing Chinese or China to have citizenship. And that's in the 1830 organic Constitution of Oregon. A lot of people don't have that, but they've obviously repealed that law in their constitutions. Quite skilled in down steps and setting explosives and chaining up very quickly before the explosion was set off. So there's this peace in the people that is at this time unknown history.
Yeah, well, I guess that explains, obviously, in the last few years, how these emerging Asian economies are doing everything that they can to secure supplies of resources on a global basis. And as Rick Rule speculates, the reason for these Asian countries coming somewhat late to the game is nothing more than a growing distrust in the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency.
Well, he made a parable in his book saying, he said that in times of war, in times of distrust, gold and silver coin were more widely used because their virtual credit of paper notes was only good for local economy trust one another. And when the trust did, that's when the only currency left which of substance, gold and silver, was used.
Yeah.
And this has fallen down through history. So it corroborates, and this man is not exactly what you call a conservative type person. I went and watched him give a speech at a kind of almost an Obama group of people, I would say. But it was very interesting. The book was a lot more thorough than his presentation in public, and it really stuck home to me with the idea that money, down through the ages, and it's been said on your program, and it's been said on Orbian, has come and gone, and here it is again.
Yep. Oh, that's one thing about history, and it has this habit of repeating itself.
Well, Robbie, that's all I have.
Thanks, Don. Appreciate the call, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Chris in California. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Robbie.
Hey, how you going, brother?
Well, how are you?
Yeah, can't complain.
Oh, boy. Hey, listen, if you've already realized the five-bagger in physical to this point, and we're looking at another possible addition of five times or so or more, why would anybody want to, if that's the situation for an individual, why would that individual want to delve into the mining stocks as good as the Bob's picks are, which will perform, But why start from zero, not to mention all the information that you have to divulge and then the 20.5% take pound of flesh that they would get? At that point, if you could ultimately realize a 10 or 10-plus bagger on your physical, why would you even want to bother with the miners?
Well, I guess the attraction that a lot of people see in miners is a leverage factor, if you will, because you know right now across the board the miners have been beaten down for the last few months. And a lot of people see, once again, as we have seen in the past, people see, a good possibility of, a lot of these smaller miners with good properties that are selling fairly cheap right now as possible takeover targets.
Like Mindfinders to Pan American, for example.
Yeah, exactly. Because the reality with a lot of these first-tier miners is they have obviously a certain amount of assets that they know they can extract, but each mine has a lifespan, and so they are looking for new properties all the time. And there's a lot of good juniors out there that have good properties, but because they don't have the capital to extract, the ore.
Right. But Robbie, excuse me, but given the criteria that I just laid out,
yeah,
wouldn't it be better just to stay the course with physical and not even delve into it, given everything? Because, already realizing a five-bagger and then seeing another five, so it's like a ten-bagger, how would you fare better by...
Well, let me tell you, the benefit of owning physical is it takes you out of the temptation of trading in and out of the market. And unfortunately, a lot of people, and I've experienced this, so I'm speaking to this from experience. When you can buy and sell stuff with a stroke of a keypad, you more than likely are motivated to buy at the wrong time and sell at the wrong time. Whereas when you hold the physical, you eliminate that temptation. It's like the argument that John Embry made the other day with the folks that bought Apple stock for the long haul,
right,
as opposed to those folks who trade in and out of Apple stock.
John being from Sprott, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he made the comparison to, Apple when Apple stock hit $400. And I know the reason why he did this, because obviously he was, trying to relate it to the fact that, at some point in time, silver's going to be trading at the same level that Apple stock is. And the people that made the big money in Apple stock were the people that bought it and held it and weren't tempted to trade in and out of the market.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Tuesday. Chris, you still there?
I'm still here, Robbie.
Yeah.
Robbie, I had another question about fluoride, but because you and I have both been known to slug down a beer or three, and people don't realize it's the fluoride in their beer. I think Mexico's, you know, where you're at is pretty safe for the beer you might be drinking. I think Europe as well, but I was talking to Alan Watt about this, and he thinks that Europe is just for show, and they really still are putting the fluoride, adding to whatever's naturally occurring. But I don't know. Do you have any more insight into that? And if you don't, I'd like to get back to, huh?
Yeah,
have
I
have you ever
done,
checked that? Because it's water, you know?
Yeah, I'll take a look into that, considering it is my second most favorite beverage.
Next to water. Well, mine as well. Robbie, so given the criteria that I put down in regard to already achieving a five bagger in the physical, wouldn't it be best if I just stayed that course?
Absolutely.
I think so, because I'd rather not even get involved with the stocks, because they're susceptible to the general market doing its thing, and then it has its own ramification to that. And you know, in certain information, you don't want to get involved because you don't want to divulge information. And then that 28.5% hit that you have to see, I think the physical, if it's done well for you, and we know it's going to do, it may not do as well as the, well, up to this point, it's done as well as the is the miners are better. It's done better. But I don't see it change. This is different than 1980 in a lot of ways. And what we will realize and come away from, it's going to be different than what everything did back in 1980. But you remember that the physical had its day and peaked one day at about 850, and that was it. Then it went down to 6, and then incrementally went back down to 4 or whatever. But the miners and the choice, say you had some silver dollars or whatever, you know, or whatever, some numismatics, they tended to do better after physical bullion went down. Do you remember the progression? You and I are about the same age.
Yep.
So we were both there and saw what we could have had we have. But this is another trip, a go around here. But learning.
Absolutely.
What have you learned from that different from how it's shaping up now?
Well, that would take me a whole another hour to explain, Chris.
Okay.
But, thanks, brother.
All right. Thanks. Keep an eye on that. I'll get back to you.
I'll pick that up on tomorrow's show. Thanks, Chris. I don't think I have time to squeeze in another call and just give you a quick reminder for today's Tuesday special, quarter ounce of British sovereigns, $425. If you order 10 or more, you get them at $420. And you can give us a call here at Republic Trading Group, 1-800-691-7898. Anyway, stand by, my friends. Coming up, Alan Watt, Cutting Through the Matrix, and we'll do this again tomorrow. Till then, see you, bye.